Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hi, on this episode, our topic is operations, being operational. One of the things as an entrepreneur is the whole buildup of creating your product, creating your brand, creating your market. But then comes the day when you're ready to go live, where you're ready to be operational. But it's just not a matter of turning on a open sign and the concept of build it and they will come. You now have to make sure that you have all of the pieces in place so that operations go smoothly. What happens when you get that first order? What happens when you get the first 100 orders? What happens when you get that first humongous order? What happens when someone wants to partner with you or wants to run your brand? What happens when Target or Walmart commission you for thousands of units? All of those questions. What happens when you have to ship and have things delivered? What happens if someone internationally contacts you? Well, you can go into panic mode trying to answer all of those questions. But take them one step at a time. I often have a saying, how do you swallow an elephant or how do you eat an elephant? It's one bite at a time. You don't try to swallow them whole. You take bite-sized pieces. And yes, you, anyone, no matter what your size is, can eat an elephant over time. And that's what the whole idea of planning and preparing allows you to do. Prioritize what you need to have in place day one, and then what you over time build up to. So when it comes to operations, you've got to think about service, sales, manufacturing, research and development, your raw materials, your procurement. These are the big building blocks. Now, again, even that can be a little bit overwhelming. There's a simplified version of that. Think about service, customer service. How are you going to face the customers? What does that look like? The actual sales, the transaction part of it. The marketing. How do you get the message out? So many people, even when it comes to when you build a website, people think, I build a website, so there's my brand and my marketing. But people have to be brought to your website. There's some way you have to have that outreach, that advertisement that brings them in. So marketing and advertisement go hand in hand. And then the whole buying division. that goes back to the raw materials and the procurement. So if you had to think of the four hats that you have to wear at any given time, those would be the big four: service, sales, advertising and marketing, that's one hat, and then your buying division. That includes raw materials and procurement. What you have to do is carve out throughout your week, even set up appointments with yourself, even where you have a meeting to focus on service, a meeting time to focus on sales, a meeting time marketing, meeting time for the buying and procurement. And in those time slots, you put on that hat as if you were running a corporation and were running meetings and leading a team. Even if it starts out as a team of one, eventually you're preparing yourself for scaling up to when you have a room full of people and you're running these various divisions. So that is the nature of operations. There's a lot of moving parts underneath that. Each one of them represent a deep dive in itself. And of course, I've got a great quick reference for you to check out.